איך עושה צריך סמנטף מהמחס? סיב זיין.
Right? Yeah. Okay, Zion. Also, it's in Temple in Udi, Lachiba May Pesa. Now, let's give an animal to a goy to feed it during Pesa. Ima Yodea Shemaikhla subsolus to Arim Shukhamas. If he knows that the goy is feeding the animal Khamas. It's not okay to just give your behemoth to a goy or for Pesach and say, okay, you take care of him during Pesach. It's not my problem. And the goy feeds him chametz.
But the goy covered.
That's still called you getting hana because the chayra. You getting hana. Oh, so the chayra we don't paskin like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That's right. And off from a goy chametz. Exactly. Here's a raya to the sugi we just learned that we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. It's good dim, it should be fine if it's a goy chametz, right? Okay, very good. Even going to Tosfos, it's still a heter hana. Still a heter hana. But yeah, we don't pass in that way because Rabbi Yaakov was learning the Mishnah according to Biudo. We pass like Rav Shimon, so the Chara we hold like Rava that the Mishnah means Rav Shimon and the Mishnah means Kanas. Because we pass like Rav Shimon anyway, so it makes sense. Okay. Chop tas lit in behemta bin bechin bin beschar, whether you give it to him for free or whether you pay him to take care of it. Because if the goy feeds it, the Jew's getting enough from chametz and pesach. His behemoth is getting fatter. Which was our sugi. Will be the evidence. Yeah, chametz pesach. Ain't less of a sort of b'shkuzah. The look of your day, right? Maybe you should have a hadmin that the animal itself becomes us manor now. It took in the chametz. Isra Hanoch. But that, right?
What if you could give him the animal?
In other words, what if you shech the animal the next day and you want to eat it? So maybe you think that's also Isra Hanoch. The Torah says it's not. I ain't shaman, you're dead. If you gave him that, okay, so then there's no worse than the chametz itself, I guess. No, the Tanah Masechta doesn't work though by chametz.
Well, chametz, but this is not chametz.
So why should it help here? Because here it's not the chametz itself. The Tanah Masechta doesn't work for chametz, but over here you're not doing it on the chametz, you're on the animal. It happens to be he's feeding him chametz. Maybe that would be good enough.
Even what he likes.
Maybe that would be good enough. Maybe that would. Okay. Maybe that would be good. All right. You may have based up Dapka boy from Zer. Dapka in this way. I'm a person who made a bempton, it's an ochre, it's mine, Rab, Koydin Pesach. But she an ochre, Yosin, I saw me shaloi. Then Matin, the Fairish Alchomet, the Besoy Hemesh, Chol Pesach, Mutta Abshinoid, the Lush, and Machil Chomet. This is someone we're giving it to him right for Pesach. But let's say you gave him the animal to the goy. That's what he does. He takes the behemoths and he takes care of them for the owners. So it's already been by him for months. It stays by him all the time. So then you don't have to make a cheshbon exactly what he's doing with the behemoth on Pesach. Right? You have a, whatever, a six-month contract with him. He takes care of the behemoth. Happens to be Pesach falls out. During that time, that's not your problem. He can do what he wants. I guess that's not called you getting a knot because it's already under his achrayus. It's already his responsibility at that point. So it's his knot, it's not your knot. You have to get the animal back healthy. You know what I'm saying? That's his achrayus now to mechoyer, that's a svara, something like that. Yeah? But doing it for you at that point. He's doing it for himself at that point. Okay. אם הוא יודע, אבל אם אין ידוע שיאכלנו חמץ, מותר ליתן לו, ואין לו לא אוכל שם יאכלנו. If he doesn't know for sure he's going to give him chametz, it's mutter. You're allowed to assume it's not chametz. Shemachel asadr, he feeds it. Vim iyam shaloi b'ayfan acher. He has no other way out. In other words, he has a behemoth. And there's nothing to feed it, I guess. And the only way is to give it to a goy and have the goy feed it. Haminig b'medin asenu limkar b'emad anachri kadin afi akandana mamavar m'yaradaya. So you should sell it to him. So you should sell it. Like he was saying before, you should make a real kinyan. The behemoth, the eitzim anoch for the Pesach, and it'll be by the noch in Pesach. Oy, yak meloy, a behemoth in barefesh v'anochu yechilano, or sell him the behemoth with the barn, and the guy will feed him. Meloy yalo shum eisak imam the Pesach, he should have no dealings with them on Pesach. U'mavan shlo yoy meloy yishach len achobet. As long as he does not tell him the furish, if he did chomet, then in that case it'll be okay. Because there, the Yishlo Nachim is on his Mishaloi. That's talking about the goy's food. I will mainly mention it for you. So, Michaeli beYachad and beHemto. Gamas and Oseh Shem Chometz. Well, let's say the goy wants to sell the chometz and the behemoth together to the goy. Yesh Machmirim b'Zeh. I guess. I mean, even though technically you could do that. Same goy, you're selling the chometz to, sell the behemoth to. What's wrong?
Why should he have to use his own?
Bechor Yesh Machmirim b'Zeh. Well. Bechor Yesh Machmirim B'Zeh is because it already, you know, doesn't look like a real.
Why you're selling him? What's the difference? You're selling him chametz.
If I'm selling my behemoth, he's gonna feed it himself. So I'm doing. I'm selling my behemoth with the chametz to go feed the behemoth. So it already looks like I'm just, you know, trying to find a way. I got my behemoth. Yeah, it looks like it's more like he's doing it for me. That's right. That's probably the pshat Yesh Machmirim. If you want to know for sure, we have to look it up. Yeshua's Yaakov. Really not that if I can, I'll look it up. Yeshua's Yankov. Okay. Ah, he says, the Mexica Rama. What's the next few words? Yeah, I didn't need those words, sorry. The Mexica Rama. It looks like Karama. It looks like Karama. Oh yeah, look at this. Yeshua's in the story of Yaakov. The comments. Yeah, that's what it says. The Kosu, she asked about it. So then what should you do? How do you make it look? If you hold that, look, that already looks like a rum, so what are you supposed to do? Do it like this. Yim kwa mezoinais l'nochri acher. Sell the mezoinais. I guess they have these shilas nowadays, people that have barns, you know. Yeah. Unless they already have non-mezoinais like animal food nowadays. They probably figured out by now how to. It's probably not such a problem, but exactly.
I'm sure they even have.
They have kosher basic rolls.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure they have that.
But the pony to.
Oh.
Doime as a feed to grain. If you get a kosher basic roll, then it looks exactly like bread.
No, but Kenneth, I think they used to get mixed up in. Okay.
In a roll, you don't get mixed up. Maybe
it used to get mixed up in the.
But it, yeah, that's what it used to do.
Yeah,
and they used to not have pesach like a roll.
That's true.
They brought out a loaf of whole wheat bread. No, it's like what's going on here? It's like, don't worry, we're gonna give you the rocket hops to it. And the vatnish.
Maybe it's the The Gemini. Okay. So what should you do? If this is Roma, what should you do? Because the Jazz wife and said, do it like this. Sell the comments to a different guy. And you can tell the guy who's selling the behemoth, by the way, Nachri, you know, Joe over there, he happens to have good animal feed that you can buy. Just a tip that I thought you should know about. And that he could do. That already separates the two things. Okay. Right. Yeah, well, it's in Mexico, Rama. So
yeah,
it means
right.
That
it like
you need to make it a little...
Was haram.
Yeah, right. It wasn't really haram anyway. But to avoid the Mexico, Rama, so... The minig we didn't say no. Shafilo made machil chometz chomet. The minig is even if you don't give it mamish chomet, the rak shoyisli tin levento tvua b'pesach. Even just regular tvua. And regular tvua is not chomet necessarily because if it's not wet yet, right? Even so, shemoyche gamkin anochi marepes anochi machilo. Still the minig is to sell it to the goy and let him feed it. If you don't sell it, you have to give it very little at a time in a very dry place. Because if you just drop it in the feeding trough, it could become chametz. It'll get wet, and even if it's just dvua, it can become chametz. And then you've got to watch it very carefully that it finishes it up. Because if not, all the saliva that got at it from the behemo will also make it become chametz. So since it's a shtickle complicated, and you have to be careful, so still the minhag is to sell it anyway, even if it's just tvua and it's not actual chametz that you're feeding it. What about drinking the milk of the behemah that eats chametz? I feel you shall not, even if it belongs to a goy. The Pima Gadim says that they took out the milk after 24 hours after the animal ate the chametz. It's mutter. In other words, the question is, I guess, is the chametz, right, the milk is comes from the nutrients that the animal consumes to make milk. If it doesn't eat, it won't be able to make milk, correct? Is that true? Yeah. So, the Shriver is... Yeah, okay, but also won't make milk. The question is, the chametz that it consumed is now aiding the process of the milk. So if it is, isn't it turned off? So the Pimakadim says, if it's 24 hours later, then you could assume that chametz had nothing to do with that milk. So then he says it's mutter. The Yesh Makilin, there are those that are more mekel, afilu by v'yoyim, even that day, and v'chel ha-shachlis, if at 8 in the morning, v'arvis mitvarim ha-mutorim. If at 8 in the morning and in the evening from dvarim ha-mutorim, I guess meaning if most of what it ate, if its main meal is a dharma tarm, even if it consumes a little chametz, we're not so worried about that.
They're saying, the
film
says that
typically
24 hours, you can't do it.
Right. Adyesh Makilin is, even if it's less than 24 hours, but you know that it ate, it's made, I guess the morning and... Or it's considered a chilek of the Yisra Hanah. You're getting Hanah from the chametz that it ate. It could only produce the milk because of the food that it eats. That's what gives it whatever the nutrients, and then it turns it into milk, whatever, however it works, whatever. So here, what do they do? So either they have space of very, as we were saying before, either they have a special place of thick food, or maybe they do sell it. I don't know. Maybe they sell it.
Before Pesach.
No, that one.
No, if you buy the milk before Pesach.
Oh, the milk you're talking about. You're talking about the people that. Eating the animals.
You buy them during Pesach. It's all the whole for the whole week. The milk that previous to Pesach.
The milk of Pesach. Either they rely on the Yish Mekilin. Or are there any way to feed it? It depends. Most, if they're feeding it. Yeah. If they never sold it to the goy, they're not feeding it chametz anyway. So it's not an issue. If it's a goy's animal that the milk's coming from, then it's.
Added by chametz, that you're not really getting.
Oh, so then it's still an issue. Then you still need the 24 hours or the
Jewish farm.
Yeah, it's a Jewish farm. The only problem would be if they sold it to the depends what they did to the animal. First part of the halacha. They sold it to the goy, then sold it to the goy. I assume they have all these basic dickle foods now anyway, so it's not like not such an issue. Okay, Shkoya. Great, you ever see it?
I do know.
Stop.
No, I think it's more of a harara.
Yeah.
The animal, the animal. It's different.